67 today.
The judge's job is to interpret, not make law. To approach decisions without any particular ideology or agenda, but rather a commitment to impartial justice, a respect for precedent, and a determination to faithfully apply the law to the facts at hand. Now, the process of reviewing and selecting a successor to Justice Souter has been rigorous and comprehensive, not least because of the standard that Justice Souter himself has set with his formidable intellect and fair-mindedness and decency. I've sought the advice of members of Congress on both sides of the aisle, including every member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. My team has reached out to constitutional scholars, advocacy organizations, and bar associations representing an array of interests and opinions. After completing this exhaustive process, I have decided to nominate an inspiring woman who I believe will make a great justice, Judge Sonia Sotomayor of the great state of New York.
All right, so Sonia Sotomayor is the choice for Barack Obama. Hey, everybody, that's where we begin. As we get ready to roll into another week, it's weird. It's one of those short weeks, many of you having Memorial Day off, and I know it's hard to get your engine revved up, but you know what? Friday comes a lot sooner when you have Monday off, doesn't it? So we're going to talk about Sotomayor and the reasons for the pick. Is she a moderate liberal? Is she a flaming liberal? Is she, you know, pick a label, any label? One thing she is a Hispanic female. And a lot of people felt that Obama would definitely lean this way because there's two things that this does. He believes in her bootstrap beginnings, having pulled herself up from the projects and gone through a Princeton and Yale, et cetera, done the lawyer route, done the judge route. And she's worked at every level pretty much of the judicial system in the three decades that she's been involved in the law from lawyer on up. And the other thing is, again, with the female Hispanic thing, he hasn't, as much as there was a promise to have more Latinos involved in government, that hasn't been something that Obama has really followed through with. And there was certainly pressure to go in this direction. When her name was first announced, I think there was almost no doubt that she was going to be his choice. 54 years old, if confirmed, she would absolutely be the first Hispanic to serve on the high court, and she would be three when it comes to women as far as Supremes are concerned. Here's the scoop on her, just a quick nutshell, not nutshell, a thumbnail sketch of Sonia Sotomayor. She's a judge right now in the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. She was named a district judge by G.H.W. Bush in 92, elevated to the current seat by Clinton. And most people would describe her, from some of the lawyers I've been able to quickly read in the last couple of weeks, and some of the people who have worked with her, and some of the people who have been in her courtroom would describe her as a moderate liberal, her views are. So that would give her, you would think, some bipartisan backing perhaps in the Senate. I think I've said this before already on the show earlier, if you caught the first hour, but she presided in about 450 cases while she was sitting on the district court. Prior to the judicial stuff, she was a partner at a private law firm. She also spent time as an assistant district attorney prosecuting violent crimes. So conservatives will argue this, I believe, is that she has that hard left record and that judges should consider the experience of women and minorities in their decision making because some people on the other side would describe her as a bully who beats up lawyers. So she can be a little bit prickly with her colleagues would be some of the stuff. She has a reputation for being that way on the bench. Now, the defense for that is, well, she's successful, she's quick, she's demanding, she's intellectually demanding. So flip a coin either way, and you're, you know, it's like everything. You're gonna have, I think, really, really hard opinions on the left and really hard opinions on the right. And this, I believe, is not a surprise. So she was confirmed, by the way, to her current seat by the Senate. Remember, I mentioned Clinton. That was 98. It took about a year. That final vote, this is significant, was 67-29. There was some opposition, mostly Republicans, of course, but all 29 votes against her 1998 nomination were from the GOP. 11 still have votes. 11 of the 29 still have votes. So if she has just a few Republican senators who back her up, I think it would be almost impossible to knock down her nomination, even by a filibuster. Because if you think about a filibuster, that's 40 votes, right? So Republicans, do the math, 39 Senate seats, right? And I think she's almost a shoo-in unless something is uncovered. So far, because remember, her name has been out there now for at least 2 weeks, and even a little bit before that, because there was rumors about Justice Souter for a while now. And if there was some serious dirt, I think it would almost be served up already, and we haven't heard anything at this point. So the question is, too liberal? Is she too liberal for this court? The bottom line is, if you look at who she's replacing, is it really going to matter? It's not going to, as far as the ideology of the court, it's not really going to change the court either way. If she's more moderate, then that plays off well for the fact that, you know, we're talking about the letter of the law, and maybe it's not a shoo-in to think that she's ultimately going to go necessarily in a left-leaning way for every single decision. You know, maybe she's, in fact, maybe she's going to be much different than Justice Souter was. Souter was appointed by Bush 1, who, of course, went in that direction, picked him because he thought it was going to be conservative opinions, and that was absolutely not what Souter was as he sat on the high court. Remember, this, is, of course, is a lifetime appointment. Bottom line is, I'm saying all this stuff about this nominee. There's still the whole full process to go through. Like I said, in the process of getting the stamp of approval on the Hill, I think it's going to take a little while, and I think you're going to hear, you know, bits and pieces coming out of a couple of things that she's been involved with. But I think if this goes through, I think ultimately this will be approved. Hey, coming up on the show, we're going to talk about LASIK. Is it what you really want to do? And why would I bring up LASIK? Because so many of you, probably like I am, are suffering from a few little eye problems. I used to have like X-ray vision. You know what I'm talking about? I swear I could see for miles. It was crazy. I had crazy good vision. And now I still have really good vision, except for I need the reading glasses deal. And somebody told me, yeah, get LASIK. But now, after some of the things I'm hearing about LASIK, I'm not so sure I'm on board with that. If you've had LASIK, you want to pay attention to this. Also, the Church of Scientology. Yeah, they're getting grilled in a courtroom, a big fraud trial. But next, we're going to throw someone in the dungeon for bad singing. Wait till you hear who it is on America Tonight.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
America tonight, we're all over the map. Oh, that's the beauty of the show, isn't it? I'm going to talk about the LASIK thing in a second, but I just, wait till you hear this. I could not believe it when I heard this. As somebody who's been to a couple of Cub games, it's always interesting to see who's going to sing the Take Me Out to the Ball Game thing. Ever since Harry Carey died, there'd be different kinds of celebrities that will be in the booth that will sing, that will lead the crowd in singing it. And this Chicago crowd, boy, they don't suffer fools very well anyway. And they've had some pretty awful renditions, but I think this one takes the cake. Check it out.
Let me root for the Cubs. If they don't win, it's a shame. So it's 1, 2, three strikes you out at the old ball game. Go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go! I pity them Pirates.
I pity the idiot that decided that Mr. T, no offense, but Mr. T doing that song, you got to be kidding. That leading the crowd on Memorial Day, brutal. I'm sorry, Mr. T. Maybe he can hook up with some people like OJ in prison. So we're going to have to get out the dungeon and we're going to have to put you inside, brother.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
All right, you know how we roll around here. I'll send a key to Mr. T. If he accepts the key to get out of our dungeon, what will happen is we'll have him as a guest on the show. And the first question I'll ask is, why did you agree to do that? I mean, there's publicity, and there's all kinds of publicity, but was that really good publicity? Maybe, because I'm sure we're not the only people playing Mr. T's rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Mm-hmm. LASIK coming up in a second, that LASIK ads have to warn consumers of the risks. I think people go into LASIK, and I'll give you some of the gory details on this, but I think people go into LASIK and they assume that it's just a miracle cure, but there are some things that can go wrong with it. Let's go to Don, who's listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Don, you're my leadoff man. What's up?
I'm doing well, Terry. How are you doing?
Good, buddy. How about you? Good, good, good. It sounds good.
I heard your comments about Obama and his choice for Supreme Court nomination. That doesn't surprise me who he chose.
No.
What surprises me is we keep getting bad judges that are all put on the bench by George Herbert Walker Bush.
I know.
I mean, I'm a Republican, and this guy, you know, he killed us in judges, man. He set everybody back more than anybody could have imagined.
Yeah, well, see, here's the thing, that, you know, with the Souter appointment, because you would assume, if you look at, Bush, you would assume in the direction he went, but I guess he didn't realize what Souter ultimately, the way he was going to rule, and he was complete opposite of what Bush thought, of course. So if she's approved, if you wanted to look at just the ideology of the court, it pretty much would stay the same. In fact, she may lean a little bit more moderately than some people think. I mentioned the one deal that I thought was interesting, that she was the judge that said no to replacement players to Major League Baseball owners. I'm going to give her high marks for that one, Don. Go ahead. You make a good point though about Bush one.
Yeah, 43 did. He did. I thought his appointments were just fine. It stayed in line with his ideology. But I'm kind of starting to wonder who did Herbert Walker Bush put on the court. Souter was there, who was just a flaming liberal, and if this lady, Soto or whatever her name is, gets appointed, let's hope she's a moderate liberal.
Hey, Don, we might have some good news for you. I think I hear the police chasing you down the road with that cell phone going off. Oh. We didn't mean to scare you, Don. That's just our fake siren. You know what that means? That means that you won a copy of The Match, and you are entered in a drawing for our GPS backup camera system. How about that? It is a wow. So you hang on, Don, and we're going to get your vitals. Matt will take down your information. We'll send you a copy of that book. It's on the New York Times bestseller list. It's about a golf match between these two guys. I don't want to give away all the details, but it's pretty interesting. And the key thing is, though, that you're entered for the drawing. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Here we go with the Dons. We got another Don. Don listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How was your weekend?
I went up to the land of the big potato, visited some friends. I came back, so, you know.
Was it cool there or was it hot?
Mid-80s, yeah. It was pretty warm, so.
Oh, that's not bad.
I sat watching his two boys play four baseball games on Saturday, so.
Oh, have fun.
I soaked up a lot of sun, but I was going to ask, oh, by the way, I didn't know that Mr. T was still a celebrity, so.
I guess enough that maybe they got desperate and they went down the list and they had to have somebody, so they grabbed him. I mean, the A-team is a long time ago, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, even Rocky III. I mean, it's getting, that's getting, they better figure out what else to do, or, you know, maybe they'll get smart and bring that Susan Boyle over from Scotland or whatever.
There you go.
Try to revive the thing, you know. I mean,
exactly.
I think some of these performances are starting to get to a point to where they're doing it intentionally to, you know, I mean, act like an idiot, you know, so. Just to get the publicity or something, the bad publicity, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
anyway, as for this new appointee for the Supreme Court, if I've heard correctly, she actually stated that that it's okay for them to legislate from the bench.
Yes, that would be, that was one of her quotes. I think that's going to bang her around a little bit when she starts to get grilled on the Hill. But I ultimately think that there's no question. There's no question because there's not going to be enough for a filibuster anyway. Even if there are people that starts to come up, some of the decisions and whatnot and some of the comments, I think it wouldn't be enough to knock her out. I think she's in.
Well, hey,
I don't think
he's got a 60 number in the Senate. I mean, you know,
right.
He can put whoever he wants in there right now.
Right, that's what I think. Yeah, I think it's a layup.
You know, and isn't it just amazing if you study or pay attention to how slimy, scummy liberals are? I mean, you know, they backdoored a lot of things while people really weren't paying much attention to it. I mean, how many, you know, your kids go to school and you figure, do you want them to just get a good education? But no, we've got to have liberal instructors in the school, teachers that, you know, constantly bombard them with their philosophies and stuff, trying to convert them to liberalism. Then you've got them doing it on the, you know, oh, well, we'll invade the justice system instead of just ruling on law. We'll put them in there as according to their political affiliation and let them, you know, change the laws according to, and even today with what happened in California, you know, from what I understand, by agreeing to support Prop 8 and leaving the 18,000, I don't know what you want to call them. I don't call them marriages, but, you know, that went on, it leaves this whole thing up for, you know, far more battles and in the courts and, you know, far more battles and legislation and, you know, instead of just saying, no, we're not doing this on any of it. You know, so I don't know. It's just really amazing how liberals just can't take a beating and they can't take no.
Let me say this though, on the California ruling, they were Republican judges that upheld the gay marriage ban, but you're right. But the existing same-sex marriages are standing, the 18,000, like we said, and like you just mentioned, but that they were Republican judges across the board.
Oh, well,
they weren't liberal judges. They were all Republican judges. So people were, actually, Don, it's interesting, thanks for the call. The folks outside of the courthouse were furious with the Supreme Court because, of course, they feel that it's ridiculous what happened and what happened with that vote in the Prop 8. But no, all of those judges, just one. There was one Democrat, and that Democrat was the dissenter. But they're Republican judges across the board. Hang with us. I'm going to tell you about that LASIK deal coming up next around the bend here on ATN.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Remember the Scottish singer Susan Boyle with a beautiful voice, but looks that didn't go around, didn't match the voice, of course. And she was on the British version, basically, of American Idol, sort of. It's about, it's a talent show similar to American Idol. And I think they were setting her up for a fall, and then she turned out to have this incredible voice. She's had a little bit of a makeover. And this is the next round as she moves on. She has a great chance to maybe win this thing. Who knows? And certainly when it comes to downloading things on YouTube and everything else, I mean, the woman is just, man, she's like a sensation as far as her voice for the last couple of weeks. It's been wild to watch this whole thing unfold. Hey, everybody, Kate hanging with you here on these airwaves as we do 4 hours every single night, ATN. You can send us an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. We still have the blunder of the day coming up. And I said I would talk about LASIK. How many people driving around right now in Kentucky or in Florida or Illinois or anywhere where you're listening, or maybe you're just sitting in your bed and you have your clock radio on, and you're listening to this little old show. How many of you have had LASIK? I don't know why, because a lot of people have been talking to me about it, but now the Food and Drug Administration is saying listen, there's been a lot of patient complaints over this whole procedure, and they've told healthcare providers that commercials and promotions don't really convey the warnings, the side effects, and the other things that could happen. So they've got to do that now. Doctors, clinics, and others that are promoting it have to make sure that they tell anybody who might get it about the possible risks, because a lot of times it's misleading. I'm going to say bravo. I think that the in-studio audience should applaud this one, because if people are having problems, yeah, there you go. If people are having problems with LASIK, when you're cutting a flap in the eye, then using a laser to reshape the cornea, and the idea is to improve the patient's vision so they can avoid glasses or contact lenses, but if you have about 700,000 Americans who have undergone this procedure since it happened in 98, which is what the estimates are anyway, and you've got problems that people are having where, you know, they've had double vision, some are saying blurriness, all kinds of stuff, and even scarier than what I'm describing. So, you know, the economy is certainly going to put a damper on people who want to have this elective surgery, because it can cost thousands of dollars an eye, and it's not covered by most insurance companies. Now, some people swear by it, but I've heard some horror stories too, so I think it's good that the FDA finally got around here, you know, 10 years later, 11 years later, to putting out a warning to make sure, you know, hey, you go into this thing, buddy, you might come out and it might be fantastic, but you might go into it and it might not be so good in the end. Maybe you ought to think about those contacts or those glasses. Matt, do you have eye problems? Have you had eye problems?
I wear contacts and glasses sometimes, but yeah, I got pretty bad vision. It's one of those deals where I wake up in the morning and I got to squint and lean in close to the alarm clock to see what time it is. I think I played too many video games and watched TV as a kid.
And that's going to happen to a lot of people in their 20s. It's going to get worse. But here's the thing. Did you ever think of LASIK?
I've thought about it, but I think it's something I'll probably do in the future, you know, when I make more money compared to what I'm doing right now. And
right.
When I can also, you know, hopefully they'll revise it a little bit and make it almost, you know, foolproof.
See, that's what I think. I think the one good thing is that if the FDA is going to regulate it to make sure it's not misleading, then maybe there'll be other things that will happen in LASIK, because it's only been 11 years. Maybe it'll get better and it'll be stronger when you go in. The possibility you don't have any, of course, things can happen, but maybe it'll be stronger that it won't happen to you, because, boy, I can't imagine that feeling, that you get blurry and feel depressed and it doesn't work, and after undergoing that, and ugh. So I think it's a good thing that the FDA is finally jumping on this. And again, there's people that swear by it. I mean, that swear by LASIK and say it's been an incredible life changer for them. I probably know 10 people that have had LASIK done. And of the 10, only a couple have had problems, but the ones that had problems, there was two. They were bad, it wasn't too long before they had blurry vision, and then the one eye had blurry vision and the other didn't. And I don't know, I had thought about LASIK, but I just have a slight reading deal, so I don't even know if I would be eligible for LASIK. If you've had LASIK, tell me what the results have been. I'm curious. 800-259-5791. Some people think that maybe Obama needed LASIK with his choice for the Supreme Court nominee. But I'm going to say that Sonia Sotomayor, I think, is a shoo-in. Again, because she's a shoo-in, because you have to look up, first of all, the makeup of what you've got on the Hill, Democratic-wise. So right there, the deck is stacked, like it was stacked for the Republicans, too. I mean, let's face it. And, you know, pretty much it's some of the decisions are mixed reviews from people. But I think pretty much that once they go through and vet her out, here's what I think. What has to be determined is if you want a full court at the start of the next term, right? And that could be a reasonable goal. You have to remember a Supreme Court justice sitting for a lifetime appointment. I mean, that's it. It is the only opportunity at the Senate hearing, the only chance for you and I to be involved in this nomination process, to hear what's going on, to hear what the questions are, to listen to the answers back. And ultimately, you have to just pore over the judicial opinions, the speeches, the writings, and see what makes a great judge? There's the better question. What makes a great judge? This is important. This affects you. This affects I, because you're talking about me, because you're talking about the executive. You're talking about the three branches of government, the judicial branch of government, and how vital the Supreme Court rulings can be to our lives. So what do I want in a judge? Well, legal expertise, obviously. I want somebody that's going to protect the Constitution and has absolutely a respect for the rule of law. How about somebody who has impartiality? Is that possible to find that? And, of course, integrity. It would be huge for me. But who's ever in office is going to lean toward whatever it is that they lean toward. And we know certainly with Obama what we're getting. I think in this case, she's going to be similar to Souter. Most of what you're going to get is not going to be an ideological change in that court. That's the one thing. And I can't imagine that. I just can't imagine it gets blocked. I can't. Unless something else is dug up. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, sweetie, really quick, I was done thinking about the LASIK myself, but someone told me that they can't guarantee the health of your eyes way in the future, so I decided to back out of that. Vanity has its place in life, but not when you're messing with your eyes.
I think the same thing, because can you imagine not being able to see?
Yeah, it would kill me. But let me get to my main point, and I'm glad that you brought this up, and there were so many other things I want to talk about, but I'll stick to Sotomayor. It was funny. I felt kind of... like on a little bit of a pedestal today, because my little brother called me, my baby brother. He's in his mid-40s, and he wanted my opinion on this judge, and he's just starting to learn stuff. And I just said, this is a very slick, very smart choice by Obama, assuming that she, of course, the Republicans are not going to filibuster, assuming that she gets by the Judiciary Committee, which she will, right, and the full Senate. And I heard, and there's a couple of things I heard. Okay, what I told my brother is his, he's looking at demographics. This is an Hispanic female. He knows that old white guys are on their way out, okay, in this country. He knows the Hispanic population is going up. Latino groups are thrilled. They don't even know what the hell she stands for, but you're thrilled because she's a female and she's a Latino,
right,
which really is, to me, a non-issue, because I want to, like you said, the how good she is will be as a judge. But I told my brother, I said, he's looking at demographics. This guy picked this woman.
Oh,
so
sure.
He can get reelected in 4 years. He wants people to vote with him because they're not going to look at the issues. They're going to say, look, first Hispanic woman.
Right.
And then the CNN said the Republicans wouldn't dare challenge her because, you know, because they'll be shot down. And they're saying
right.
that Republicans will go along, the moderates, because they'll ingratiate themselves with Hispanics. No,
right.
they won't, because Hispanics are not going to vote for them. It's sad, but for the real issues, it's true that they won't vote for him.
Right.
And it just goes on. It just goes to prove that, you know, when she said at that meeting at the law school that policy is made in the appeals court, they tried to spin that so many ways. But I wanted to see a camera behind her, because I bet you someone says, shh, don't say that. Because what did she say immediately? Oh, I know, this is on tape. You see, America, they don't give a damn what you think. But judges are not supposed to make the policy. It's the job of the executive and the Congress. It's
right.
not the job of the
That's
justice
right.
system. So if you want the Supreme Court to be, you know, respected, you don't make the decision there. I'll call you tomorrow, babe.
Right. Interesting that you bring that up. I mean, she, again, what some people would say is she thinks that she's got her own political agenda is more important than the law that's written. See, here's the thing. That you want a judge is exactly what I said. You want somebody who is impartial, right? We're going to talk about that a little bit more next on ATN.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today. We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Mark brought up an interesting point, but it's the same thing that I've been saying. I mean, shouldn't we just have the most qualified person? If she's the most qualified person, that's fine. But should it be about, and I guess this is politics, should it be about putting someone on a court or in a position to round things out because that makes you more electable? And we know this. The Hispanics not happy with Barack Obama so far as president, in the sense that they want theirs. There's no representation. There really wasn't much representation. And part of that is Bill Richardson, the governor of New Mexico, kind of screwed that up with his problems. He would have been a cabinet member, but then they couldn't touch him. So it's not that there's no Hispanic representation in anything, but not the way I think the Hispanic population thought they would be represented. So now you have the need and the push for, well, you know, what about a woman? Because pretty thin on the woman's side. So you have a woman and she's Hispanic, so that fills the two needs if you're thinking that way of getting elected. But it's about, to me, it's about getting the best person there who can uphold the law, somebody who can interpret the law, somebody who can be impartial, somebody who acts as a judge, not somebody with a political agenda, not somebody pushing, you know, again, their own, you want their opinions, but not pushing, I guess, a certain agenda, whatever it is, liberal, conservative, whatever. I mean, how about someone who's just a damn good judge? Wouldn't that be interesting? Of all the smart people we have in this country, I mean, we're not a complete nation of dummies. Let's get the best people we can get, right? Let's see the interpretation of the Constitution. And the thing is you've got the three branches of government, and Mark is right in the sense, you know, this, whoever the justices are, theirs is not to make the laws, that's right, but theirs is certainly to interpret it. And we see how sometimes that ends up, and there's a couple of big things that are hanging out there that the Supreme Court will have a big say in, obviously. In other words, it will come to their courtroom and, you know, up to our highest court. So it is an important position, not one to be blown off. But here's the bottom line. We can talk about this till we're blue in the face. But if there is the tag, and the tag is true, of the moderate in front of liberal, then that's a better thing. Then maybe the rulings aren't as dramatically swayed one way. Maybe it is a little bit more playing in the middle. We'll see. The Senate hearings actually could be interesting, but I don't see it getting blocked. I mean, I say no way, no how. I don't see that happening. I think shame on any Republican if really, truly they felt she wasn't qualified and it wasn't a party thing. Then shame on them for feeling like they couldn't say no, vote no, because for fear of not getting the votes they need to be reelected. Because this goes back to the same problem that we constantly seem to have in this country. If you're elected, it's about the reelection at whatever level. So ultimately, do we want the Beltway clogged with people who can't make decisions other than whether or not they're going to be able to keep their seat in whatever seat that is? In Congress, in the Senate, etc. Do we really want those people making the laws for us, representing you and representing me? And the answer is no. We want somebody that has a call to action, somebody who's not going to just react to everything that's happening. All right, speaking of reacting, Gitmo, of course, has dominated the headlines for weeks now. I mean, even before that, Guantanamo was a source of, I think, certainly a source of anger for some, and in a lot of different ways, anger that it should be closed and anger that it shouldn't be closed. And 5% of Guantanamo detainees have actually been involved in terrorist activities since they were released from the prison. The Pentagon threw out some pretty interesting statistics coming back from Memorial Day. In fact, about 9% are believed to have joined or rejoined the fight against the U.S. and the United States allies, according to the Defense Department. I know we've talked about that before. So is this information accurate? Is it proven? These people who were released, what is the link to terrorism? The Pentagon is saying that the detainees were captured and in most cases held for years because of their suspected ties to the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, or whatever the splinter group happened to be that hated the United States or the West. So if they're released, and this is the bottom line, according to a Pentagon spokesperson, if they're released, will they go back to terroristic things against the United States? And as of April 7th, 74 of about 540 detainees that have been released since this whole thing happened are suspected of going back into whatever hornet's nest they crawled out of. Fingerprints, DNA, photos, other kinds of intelligence actually link at least 27 of them, 27 that we let go to the war since they were let out of Guantanamo. and they're speaking out against the United States or some other anti-U.S. propaganda, but they don't consider that terrorist activity. I mean, they're talking about specific terrorist activities, and they're not spelling it out, but, you know, bombs trying to infiltrate back into the United States and assimilate, which I don't see how they could get back in, but I guess if there's a will, there's a way. That's scary. So in this argument for Guantanamo, now what should they do with these guys? I said this before. It was like that barge full of trash that floated around in the Hudson. Remember that? It was a while ago, many years ago. And nobody wanted the trash. Keep the trash out there. Keep it at bay. Keep them at bay. And okay, if we have to close down the prison, put them on a barge. Who wants them? Who wants these guys? When their own countries won't take them back, I mean, give me a break. And we're embracing this? Oh, I just had to get that out there since the Pentagon released that information. Okay, happy Memorial Day. Woohoo! Here's some information for you. Brutal. I mean, simply brutal. All right, here's something I haven't even mentioned. I guess I did briefly, if you were listening in the first hour, but couple of things. We have breaking news, and a Pakistan official is saying the death toll in the Lahore blast is to about 40, is to about 30 actually now, because yes, of course they believe it was a bomb, I guess, that went off in that area of Pakistan. So we know that the fight there continues against the Taliban, and then this. North Korea warned South Korea and the United States on Wednesday that Seoul, because remember it's Wednesday there, that Seoul's participation in a U.S. program to intercept ships suspected of carrying weapons of mass destruction is equal to a declaration of war. So South Korea announced its participation in that, and this is, what, a day after North Korea conducted a nuclear test. So the North is saying they're going to respond with strong military measures against any attempt to stop and search their ships under what they're calling the Proliferation Security Initiative. This is bad news. This is bad news because this means that we're going to see if the South is involved in this, and the North is considering this a hostile action, then basically what they're saying is the South Korean and the U.S. Navy ships sailing along that Korean sea border are in serious danger. Serious danger. So I think we could be dragged into yet another little mini war. Oh. Yeah, that voluntary military is going to get stretched even thinner. Trust me, my friends.
Excuse me a minute.
Yes, sir.
That is a lucid, intelligent, well thought out objection.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Overruled.